The Hidden Ode. It is August the 12th, 2014. It is the 13th episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2014 edition. Hey, everybody. So, this is actually my third time recording this. First time because I forgot to switch over the input on Audacity from virtual audio cable line 2 to a microphone. So, whoops. And second time because background noise basically kind of overrode me in the first 10 to 15 seconds. So, we're starting over. I'm going to skip over some of the stuff I talked about already and go straight to the good news. Good news is more writing today, did well in that regard. And posted another 3 episodes of The Hidden Grid. Currently back posting episodes, trying to catch up for the time we missed editing episodes earlier this year. So the episodes that went up were January 31st, February 7th, and February 14th. So, like I said, about 6 months behind. But my goal this week is to try to catch up on that. Not completely, but at least do at least 3-4 more episodes. The way I handle Hidden Grid episodes is I'm able to edit them by essentially listening to them while I'm at work. And what I do is mostly data entry stuff, so there's really have to listen to something. Otherwise, you go a little brain dead because, well, they don't really encourage talking at work. And I don't know, it's kind of repetitive stuff. So if you need something to get your mind off, nothing. And listening to myself and friends play role-playing games is one of those. It's also one of the reasons why I can listen to actual play podcasts so much, because I have about 7.5 hours a day to listen to podcasts. So, I listen to the episode during the day, I take notes in OneNote, email that to myself, based on the timestamps, and then I kind of edit the episode in reverse, just slowly work my way back from the furthest waypoint. Now, to be fair, Hidden Grid is not particularly polished, it's not a particularly super well production done episode show. Words mess up a little bit, but it's not super polished. Just the mic quality of some of my players, yeah, it's not super well polished, but it gets the job done. It's fun. We get a nice loyal follower base. It's not a huge for a podcast, but you know, they enjoy our stuff. Truth be told, I love that at least once a week I get a message from somebody saying, please never stop your podcast. Please keep it going. It's so much fun. And I tell you, when I get those emails, oh, humble brag so much. So, okay. Moving on to today's theme. Again, we are not in the happy-go-lucky times of my life. But we're going to push in. So, today's topic is listed as the Xbox and local friends. So, the Xbox, forgot to mute my phone for the recording. The Xbox for me was when I really started to get into friendships with, So, our group of friends, at least my group of friends back in New Orleans, were a group composed primarily of my brother David's friends, and some of my friends from childhood. And it was a very interesting group of, you know, kind of, you know, really smart, nerdy people to, you know, guys who just wanted to be guys. And we all kind of meshed together because each of us was kind of, could fit one of the so-called cliches, and it all kind of worked out in that regard to turn to be a cool group. So much so that we actually came up with a group name. We are the Octavian family. Don't remember exactly where that came from, but I just remember it was formed sometime around, I want to say 2003, maybe 2004. I want to say 2003. So, the Xbox and local friends. Okay, well, let me first go into the Xbox itself in terms of its value as a system and all that. The big thing about Xbox is that it was one of the systems that you bought for the multiplayer experience, particularly Halo. Halo was the first interesting FPS I saw on console since GoldenEye and Perfect Dark. There have been many games since then, Turok, you know, some, you know, kind of modern shooters. But Halo was the first shooter on the console that actually seemed pretty interesting. You know, fun sci-fi shooter and decent storyline. Yeah, it's cliche as heck, but it's a good storyline. It's fun. There's some nice tropes in it, things that you can enjoy, and start a love of science fiction. If you're an established lover of sci-fi, well, it's the story equivalent of, like, you know, chewing tiny pieces of candy. It's fun, it's tasty, it's nothing that's going to wow you forever. But what was good about the system was that it was multiplayer, it was built for four players, and Xbox Live was great. And the community that, you know, my friends had with the system was wonderful. I still remember probably my favorite moment ever playing Xbox was, so there used to be this donut shop in Chalmette called Gerald's Donuts. Now, to this day, to me, Gerald's Donuts was the finest donuts I've ever had, but it has the flavor of nostalgia attached to it, which is a really hard flavor to beat because the donut shop doesn't exist anymore, and I can't really compare it. But it's probably one of the reasons I don't like places like Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts, because their donuts are boring to me. Anyway, so Gerald's Donuts closed down, I don't know, I want to say sometime in the late 90s, I think. They got picked up by some, essentially kind of became a diner type place, not the best in the world, but an okay place. And some of the group had gotten a job there. Well, over the Christmas holidays, particularly Christmas Eve, they were going to be closed. And, well, we wanted to have a party. And the guy who worked there talked to the manager. Manager okayed it. And we rented some TVs. I remember the first, you know, widescreen big TV I ever saw, like, that was bigger than me, was there. They had rented one. Hooked up four Xboxes, and we all partied in Halo 2. And there was Halo 1. No, it was Halo 1. No, now I'm not sure. Because I don't remember if it was Christmas of 2002 or 2003. But I want to say it was one of those two Christmases. Because I know it wasn't Christmas 2004, because I'll get into that in a little bit. But it doesn't matter which of the Halo games it was a Halo game. And you had something like 17, 18 people there. Granted, only 16 of them could play at a time. All playing mass co-op, or versus, rather. Team deathmatch, team capture the flag, whatever. And there's something to be said about that many people in the same room all playing the same game. Now, by that time, I had already played plenty of games online with that many people, you know. By the time Team Fortress 2 had already been out, you know, Counter-Strike, all those other online games that I've been used to, they already, you know, had existed. But that many people local playing together, trash-talking, and just having fun, that was a heck of an experience. And one of my favorite memories of gaming with my friends. I also recall I was pretty good that night. In fact, the only person who was better at me, I mean, better at that game that night than me, again, humble bragging more, was my younger brother. My younger brother, Alex, is probably, of anybody I play with regularly, the only person I know who I regularly have a hard time playing against. And that's probably why he's one of my favorite people to play a game with. Because I know I'm going to have a challenge. I know I'm going to have a hard time. And that's fun. But here's the problem with the Xbox. So, remember how I said I had made poor financial choices during that time? Well, this was one of those examples. You see, and this is one of those stories I haven't really shared online ever. So bear with me as I go into it. Sometime, I want to say 99, 2000, I forget the exact year. My grandparents passed away on my maternal side. Now, we've never been too close to my mother's side of the family, not after she passed away. When it came to us growing up, I don't know if it was them or if it was my father. I don't know. I can't give an honest answer on that. I do know now I'm still kind of estranged from them, and I think now it's more my choice than their choice. But, well, my grandparents had passed away then. And so, my uncles had done what they tried to do, what was right, in terms of taking some of their estate and sharing it amongst my mother's children, the four boys. The problem with that is that that was a bad time to give me money. That much money. Because, well, you know, I was 2002, so I was 19. I had no idea how to be, you know, how to properly handle that money. How to properly apply it and store it and, you know, use it for things I needed as opposed to things I wanted. And I bought an Xbox with it. I bought some games with it. I didn't spend all the money on it. I don't remember the exact amount it was. I do know that that was the only huge purchase I made with it. After that, it kind of slowly trickled away, and I think was gone within a year. It wasn't a large amount of money, maybe $1,000. Enough to where, oh no, not even that much. Because the Xbox took out a large portion of it, and that was only, what, $200? So, to be fair, most of the rest of that money went to bills and household stuff after moving in with back in with my dad. And, well, to say the least, I really wish I had invested that money better. Maybe use it to get a job sooner or a better computer to at least, I don't know, better computer to at least been able to write more. But hey, like I said, you know, these were years mistakes were made. And again, I said this on Facebook the other day when I was talking about the yesterday's post. I don't regret the time I spent with my friends and the memories I have. I just regret my own personal choices in terms of improving myself, and this was a sacrifice of, well, gaming at the time. I saw that as having more value than keeping the money. Heck, I know I spent some of the money just buying my friends, you know, going out sometimes and having dinner. Because it made them happy. So, and it made me happy making them happy. I don't know. It's one of those weird things, and I could sit here and kind of dissect all the minutia of what made me make the choices back then. But let's face it, I was a different person then. I was a 19-year-old kid. I'm still a kid, kind of. At least in my head. I've actually come to the opinion that I think most of us still think we're kids, no matter how old we think we are, or biologically we are. Somewhere in here, I say as I tap my forehead, we're still who we were when we were young adults. So. So, I think that's enough diving into that part of history. Tomorrow, things take another shift. Again, we're still talking about this particular fun time period. While I still, for the next couple of years, spent time with those friends and had events and outings, over the next 3 years after 2002, it would slowly become less and less. And 2005 would be a changing time. But the years did flash past, and I'm getting ahead of myself because I want to save that for tomorrow's episode. So tomorrow's episode is listed as Pulling Inward. And, that's a pretty good description of what happens. I'll start talking about online communities then, and, well, the day after, the 14th, though, well, you're going to start hearing more about communities that the people I know are actually long-lasting members. You'll see what I'm talking about then, or hear what I'm talking about then. With that, this has been The Hidden Ode. Bye-bye.